Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Relax. You will graduate. Your day is coming. You took the step. You took the leap. You made the choice to separate yourself from the pack. Fortune does favor the bold. And I promise that you will never know what you are capable of unless you try. Relax. You will graduate. You didn't come this far just to come this far. You have so much unfinished business. The world is yours. So you keep putting one foot in front of the other. And before you know it, you will arrive at your desired destination. I heard a wise person say, cherish your visions, cherish your dreams, as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. See, it all started when you were about 5 years old. You were full of excitement, eager to learn. Everything around you was a mystery. You were bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Kindergarten turned into first grade. First grade turned into second grade. Second grade turned into third grade. All the way until you got to sixth grade. And guess what? For most of us, at the end of our sixth grade year, we got promoted. We had a little graduation ceremony, and that was the first time you were introduced to the thought process of graduation. You moved on to seventh grade, and then eighth grade, and you walked up into ninth grade, high school, And 9th grade became 10th grade. And 10th grade became 11th grade. And 11th grade became 12th grade. The world was starting to take shape. The world was starting to come into focus. Relax. You will graduate. Your day is coming. What's next for me? What do I want to do? Who do I want to become? See, it takes courage to grow up and become who you are destined to be, to become who you really are. So I'm telling you right now, relax. You will graduate. Your day is coming. So many of your peers didn't even try, but you chose to try. And at times, you were forced to tap into your why. And if you forgot what your why is, it's the reason why you want to walk across that stage. Who you trying to make proud? When the waters get deep and you feel like you're about to drown, but you keep fighting, you keep pushing, and then it hits you like a ton of bricks. Sometimes all you gotta do is float, because success is yours for the taking. And you made a choice a long time ago that you refuse to lose. You doing this in the spirit of the name. And I ain't talking about your first name. I'm talking about your last name. Because your last name stands for something. Your last name means something. And you refuse to bring shame to your name. Why do you think you see sports athletes with their names on the back of their jerseys? That's not coincidental. That's done for a reason. There is a definite purpose behind that. Because the coaches know when they put on their uniform and they have their name on the back of that jersey, they're gonna go out there and give everything they got. You gotta think the exact same way. So get you a shirt with your last name on it. And when you walk across that stage and throw your cap up in the air, your little cousins, your little brothers, your little sisters will be saying, "That's my sister, that's my brother." Because you did it, you got it done. You didn't just talk about it like so many of your friends did, like so many of your peers did, like so many of your family members did. So I want you to stay in them books. I want you to keep blocking out the noise, because you, yes, you are about to go into the world and do well. You're about to go into the world and set it on fire. You're about to go into the world and leave a legacy. You're about to go into the world and blaze a trail. But more importantly, or should I say most importantly, you're about to go into the world and do some good. So what are you worrying about? You put in all the work, you put in all the blood, you put in all the sweat, you put in all the tears. You not only deserve it, but you've put yourself in a position to earn it. So yes, the day will come when you, my friend, will graduate. So please relax. Because the facts are this: you made a decision a long time ago that you were going to get this degree. And there was no degree of difficulty. There was no degree of hurt. There was no degree of pain that would stop you. So you go forth and set this world on fire, because inside of you is a burning desire, is a burning passion. Relax. You will graduate. Period. This is a great day to win. Come on, kid. This is your dream. You said you wanted to be great. You said you would never be broken. You said you would give everything you had. You made a promise to your teacher. You made a promise to your mama. You made a promise to your daddy. But you never made that promise to yourself. This is your life. It's time for you to get busy living. Because for far too long, you've been getting busy dying. So what's it going to be today? Will you sleep? Or will you leap? Will you take that leap of faith? Will you jump? Will you put yourself in a position to land softly on your bed of dreams? I know. The fear got you shook. It can never happen for you. Yes, it can. I need you to believe in you, because we believe in you. Your mama believes in you. Your daddy believes in you. Your peers believe in you. I know. But you had one encounter with a doubter, one encounter with a naysayer, one encounter with a hater, and you let it break you. I need you to believe in yourself. I refuse to let another person make their impossible mine. And I need you to do the same thing. Refuse to let another person make their impossible yours. I need you to chase your dream. And if you run fast enough, you just might catch it. So now it's time for you to pick yourself up and start trying, because the strength within you is much stronger than the forces trying to break you. Everything you need to go to the next level, you already have inside. The will, the strength, the passion, the heart, the desire. And you never have to accept the mental shackles, the mental chains. I'm telling you from experience, you always have the choice to power through and make that necessary change. Never let the darkness block the rays of sunshine that are reserved for you. Because winners find a way, losers find an excuse. Oh yeah, you will get hit. You will get cut. But true champions get up off their butt and keep grinding. And they refuse to lose. And they never, ever, ever give up. This is your life. Come on, kid. This is your dream. And I need you to be team you. Yes, you can. I need you to find a mirror. And I need you to look at yourself. And I need you to say to yourself, I know I can do this. This is my time to shine. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. And I refuse to let this life break me. Success is mine for the taking. See, it's okay to mess up. Just don't give up. Never let someone who allowed their dreams to die kill yours. They gonna talk. But I need you to block out their noise and go do some more to put yourself in a position for the magic to happen. Put yourself in a position for greatness to knock at your doorstep. Put yourself in a position for you to rise to the mountaintop. Put yourself in a position for you to arrive at your destination of next level. Because from this day forward, your new and improved mindset says, I will make the impossible possible. I will make the unbelievable believable. See, when struggle is present, growth has to be right around the corner. You gotta grow through each and everything that you go through. And anybody that's ever achieved at a high level will tell you, that's the mindset they had when they broke through. Don't quit now. You're just getting started. Keep pushing. Power through. And eventually, you will break through. Don't pray for every day to be sunshine. Pray for the mental toughness to push through when your days are the darkest. Come on, kid. You can do this. If I overcame everything I went through, I promise you, you can too. I got it out the mud. All the slime, all the crud, all the grimy. I'm from the hood. And where I'm from, on my block, they tell you that you can't achieve. That went in one ear and right out the other. And I said to myself, I refuse to let another person make their impossible mine. Just because they can't see your dream doesn't mean it's not possible. This is your dream. This is your passion. This is your mission. This is your purpose. I need you to turn your passion into action. Crush excuses by dominating with massive execution. Come on, kid. This is your dream. Fear can't live in a space that confidence occupies. I need you to believe in you. Setbacks in life will make you want to scream, but they are part of the journey to success. So keep going. Never give up, because this is your life and your dream.
A wise person once told me, dreams don't work unless you do. Today I need you to embrace what comes hard. Today I need you to accept the challenge. Today I need you to fall in love with the process. And I mean all of the peaks and valleys. I mean all of the highs and lows. I mean all of the ebbs and flows. I need you to set your internal GPS to the destination of next level and begin your trek to greatness. Your journey to the destination of graduation will be a bumpy one, but you must keep going. Stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize. As your GPS guides you, don't be alarmed when it says, keep straight, turn right on Failure Boulevard, keep driving. In a half a mile, make a left on Setback Lane. Keep driving. In a quarter of a mile, turn right on Adversity Avenue. Keep driving. In 2 miles, turn left on Bad Day Drive. Keep driving. In 10 miles, turn right on Heartbreak Street. Keep driving. And the directions will continue. But the recurring theme is, keep driving. Just like the recurring theme in this message is, keep going, keep grinding. Because your motto is, and always will be, hard work pays off. It always has, and it always will. Do you have the willpower to overcome the dark days? Do you have the willpower to overcome the rough patches? Do you have the willpower to overcome the bad grades? Do you have the willpower to overcome that professor that doesn't like you, and vice versa? Let me answer that question for you. Yes, you do. Because you refuse to let anything stop you from designing a lifestyle of your dreams. And if that means you have to power through the dark days, if that means you have to push through the rough patches, that's exactly what you can and will do. Because you understand that if you sweat now, you shine later. Never forget, what comes easy won't last. And the things that last the longest never come easy. And that's the exact reason why. The harder you work for something, the greater you feel when you achieve it. And that's why you spend all those hours studying. You limit the time you spend on social media. You very seldom go hang out with your friends. And you push yourself harder than the average person ever would. Because you made a vow to your mama. You made a vow to your daddy. You made a vow to your brother. You made a vow to your sister. You made a vow to your family. And most importantly, you made a vow to yourself that you did not go to school to be ordinary. You did not go to school to be mediocre. You did not go to school to be middle of the road. You did not go to school to be average. As a matter of fact, you always make sure you take your annual average vaccine because you never, ever, ever want to catch the disease of average. So that means you understand that at times you will feel pain. At times you will not be comfortable. At times you will mentally hurt. At times you will be physically exhausted. But it's those times that will catapult you to heights you never thought you would see. It's those times that will propel you to successes you never thought you could achieve. It's those times that will launch you into a stratosphere that only few ever reach. It's those times that will thrust you into an orbit that most will deem impossible. But all of your hard work will make the impossible possible. All of your hard work will make the unbelievable believable. If you want to bypass coach and fly in first class, you must first make all of your classes a priority. Because the studies show, in terms of dollars and cents, those that fail to graduate high school earn about $25,000 per year. Those that graduate high school earn about $35,000 per year. Those with associate's degree, they earn about $42,000 per year. Those with a bachelor's degree, it bumps up to about $60,000 per year. Those with a master's degree, they earn about $70,000 per year. And those with a PhD, they earn about $85,000 per year. So as you can see, the more you invest in your education, the more the world is willing to invest in you. So when you're having one of those days, when you're having one of those weeks, when you're having one of those months, when you're having one of those semesters, never forget, if you quit, you are not only robbing yourself of mental gratification, you're also robbing yourself of the financial gain that comes when you graduate to the next level of higher learning. So let that be the fuel that drives you to keep giving every ounce of your soul. Let that be the fuel that drives you to keep giving every ounce of your heart. Let that be the fuel that drives you to keep giving every ounce of your being to reach the finish line. The great Muhammad Ali was once asked by a reporter, "How many sit-ups do you do every day?" He said, "I don't know, because I only start counting when it starts hurting. When I feel pain, that's when I start counting, because that's when it really counts." I need you to think the same way. When you start to feel a little pain, when you start to feel a little uncomfortable, when you start to feel a little tired, when you start to feel a little stressed, a little overwhelmed, keep pushing, keep grinding, keep going, because that's when it really counts. When you reach that point that most others would stop, that's when you keep going and engage in positive self-talk, just like the little engine that could. Tell yourself over and over again, "I know I can. I know I will. I know I can. I know I will. It's not over until I succeed. It's not over until I win." Because stopping right now is absolutely not an option. That diploma is mine. That degree is mine. That job is mine. That business is mine. The next level awaits. And once I get past all of the streets, bypasses, and highways of adversity, misfortune, bad luck, hardship, misery, and heartbreak, I will arrive at my destination of gold, because all of that pressure transformed that lump of coal that used to be me into a diamond. Now that's the mindset of a champion. That's the mindset of a winner. That's the mindset of an overcomer. And above all else, that's the mindset of a graduate. David Blight said, striving for success without hard work is like trying to harvest a crop when you haven't planted. So today, I need you to take hard work out for a date. And before you know it, you're in a phenomenal relationship with success that one day will lead to an incredible marriage to greatness. So never forget, hard work pays off. So stay dedicated, be persistent, remain positive, dream big, and conquer any and every obstacle that you ever face. This is a great day to win. There's no other way around it. If success is the result that you are ultimately seeking, you must be obsessed with the process. You have no time to let fear, doubt, failure, quit, negative thoughts, or give up enter into your mental. See, you have massive potential. So from the moment you open your eyes in the morning, your mindset has to be win. Meaning winning that particular morning and carrying that winner's mentality with you as you enter your classroom. So what the person to the left of you is pessimistic? So what the person to the right of you is zoned out? You, yes you, can only be concerned with staying locked in because you refuse to let the aura of your classmates or classroom enter into your mental space. See, this race is won by the one that can distance him or herself from the rest of the pack. Those are facts. So I need you to realize that there will be bad days. There will be times that you feel like you have no earthly idea what your teacher or professor is talking about. But what you will never ever do is throw a pity party. What you will never ever do is tap out. What you will never ever do is concede and throw in the towel. What you will do is knock on his or her door and say, listen, I only have one option, and that is success in your class. But right now, I'm confused about the lesson you taught today, and I need clarity, and I need it now. I guarantee, if you are passionate about wanting to achieve success in that class, he or she will bend over backwards to help you. But if you settle for mediocrity and never say anything, you are setting yourself up to fail. And failure, my friend, is not in your DNA. I promise, you're not the first person to question whether or not they have what it takes to achieve at a high level. I promise, you're not the first person to feel like they are underperforming. I promise, you are not the first person to feel like their brain is about to explode. Listen to me. Those that can push through no matter what storms arise are in the small minority, that small percentile of those that ultimately break through and make their goals and dreams a reality. So the reality is this. You were born with everything you need to pass every class with flying colors. You were born with everything you need to overcome the anxiety that may pop up from time to time on a mission to derail your lifelong hopes, dreams, and aspirations. See, my favorite acronym is HWPO.
And just in case you forget, or just in case you don't know, that means hard work pays off. So winners like us never lose focus. And we're horrified and petrified whenever someone tries to tell us to take the easy route. Because we already know there is no easy route. Because if it were easy, everyone would do it. So we avoid that ignorance and get back to our grind of studying harder than we've ever studied before, because we understand that you get out of it what you put into it. So we pour our heart and soul into our homework. We pour our heart and soul into studying for exams. That way we sleep like a baby, because we know in our heart of hearts that we have put every ounce of our being into our work, and therefore success is a foregone conclusion. All of the hard work, after all of the studying, after all of the blood, sweat, and tears, you still fail. I need you to really hear me. And never forget this. You never fail. You never lose. You only learn. See, life will knock the mess out of you when you least expect it. It's part of the process. See, that's when you have to tell yourself, because of this setback, I'm stronger. Because of this setback, I'm wiser. Because of this setback, I'm smarter. And because of this setback, I'm hungrier than ever. So I say all of this as a friendly reminder. You got this. You were born to be spectacular. So I need you to jump over the obstacles. I need you to go around the pitfalls, and I need you to push through the adversity, because that dormant volcano of success that's living inside of you is just waiting for you to grant permission.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.